Hey y'all, it's your girl Belle, and this is my sister Jay. She is my guest on my show today, and welcome to Talk to Belle.
Hey y'all.
All right, y'all. So we're gonna get started. So how is your mental health today?
My mental health today is neutral. Mm-hmm. Not good, not bad, because I ain't left the house.
I'm just saying, we just left
the house. If that's the reason, then it's bad.
My mental health is doing pretty good today. Like, compared to last month. I mean, you know, my grandmother passed away, so I was all messed up last month, but I'm okay now.
Shout out to the grandmas.
Shout out to the grandmas. She really kept our family together. Like, now the holidays, like, even though she moved to Mississippi and stuff, and we rarely got to see her last, like, few years on this earth, it's still the fact that we felt her presence, and so now that she's gone, it's just, like, it's weird.
Your grandma from Mississippi? Yeah. What part?
Is it Starksville?
That's where the college at?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's where
I think. I gotta ask my mom, because I don't feel like we're from
Starksville. I mean, Starksville is a town, though.
It is. I know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had probably related
and shit. In real life.
We already asked like we related for real.
All four of my grandparents are from Mississippi. They probably from, we never know. Plantations was Plantations.
Probably because it's Chad.
Twice removed.
Mm-hmm. All right, so our first topic is, okay, we talked about that. Okay, so how do you feel about your mental health as a child, and how do you feel about it now as an adult?
As a child, I stay in the child place. As an adult, I want to go back to a child's place.
Yeah, I feel the same way. However, I do feel like as a child, a lot of adults, and this is just in general, not just my parents, I don't feel like a lot of parents took their child's mental health serious as they were growing up. And it shows in their adulthood now. And it's crazy now that our generation, we're so big on mental health now. Like, it's a blessing, but it's just also like a shock value, because it's just like, we never, like in the Black community, I don't know about anybody else's culture and stuff like that, but in the Black community, you didn't have time to be depressed. You didn't have time to be sad. You didn't have time to talk about your feelings, or it made you weak in a sense. So I'm so grateful that we're able to talk about it now. We're able to go see therapists now. And even more so, Black men are going to therapy to fix their mental issues as well, so they can be a better man to society. And I wish, I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I agree, but I disagree off of what you're saying about it's not prevalent in the Black community. I think it is. I think that mental health comes with education. A lot of Black people didn't have a lot of access to education. So as we're getting older and we're getting more knowledge, and it's right in our face versus back in the day, it was easier to make somebody feel stupid because there wasn't so much evidence. Now, everything is at our fingertips.
There's research and stuff. You have research back in mental health now, so.
They didn't know no better.
They didn't. But still, it don't excuse some of the behavior. However,
some things they knew better.
They knew better.
But some things, it was a norm. It was what they were growing up. And we're not that many. I don't want to bring it up, but because, you know, it's going to be illegal too soon. Right. But we're not too many generations removed from slavery.
That's true.
They're learning from people that was hurt. And as the hurt gets unlearned, we like, what, 5 generations of hurt unlearned?
Unpacked.
Yeah, so other, in Black communities, we're not able to do that. But since things have been more integrated and we have more people from different cultures meeting each other, we can learn from different cultures on how to do things, like,
I agree. So, yeah. So, do you feel like you're able, just not just with your parents or anything, like, do you feel like you're able to, with anybody in your family, do you feel like you're able to discuss your mental health with them now, or do you still feel like it's like a taboo subject with them?
My siblings. I can do it with my siblings, but with my family, I'm one of the younger people in my family, mm-hmm. So my mother's side of the family, I'm one of the youngest cousins. I'm actually the youngest girl. So now I'm like 26. My oldest cousin's like 44. So they didn't care. Kids are meant to be seen, not heard. And my dad's side of family, they're more like, you can be yourself. you know, like, be crazy. They crazy. So that's how I get to speak where I say anything that come to my head, mm-hmm. you know.
I get that. Well, I feel like now that I'm an adult, I'm able to talk to my mom and dad about my mental health. Like, especially my mom. Like, anytime I'm going through a crisis, LaShawn, the first person I call, because my mama knows. I call her about anything. Like, any inconvenience, I'm calling my mama. Any mental breakdown, I'm boo-hoo crying on my mom, on the phone. My mama just all like, dummy, it ain't that serious. But she's still there to listen to me and stuff like that. She gives me advice, but she just... I'm just grateful that I'm able to even have.
Be grateful for those people that don't let you sink.
Yeah.
Be grateful for those people, even if you don't like what you hear from people. Like, you know, you call somebody like, they be like, just walk away. Be grateful for the people that tell you to walk away.
Walk away. Yep.
Because you're gonna go do what the hell you want to do anyways. Because
you could have them enabling friends that just tell you to just go back to that person or. You know how we used to be back in the day. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Back in the day, I used to be the enabling friend. Like, telling you to go just do crazy stuff or take him back or da-da-da-da-da-da.
Sitting on the corner.
Because I didn't know nobody. I didn't know no better.
Sitting on the corner for 10 minutes.
Inside jokes. However, now that we've grown up, I'm not the enabling friend anymore. Like, I'm gonna just be very blunt and honest with you. Like, I hate the fact that I don't want to hurt your feelings. And I feel like... And it's a lot of times I catch myself not speaking my mind and not saying a lot of things because I don't want to hurt the other individual's feelings. But if you're personally asking me, like, I need your advice, I need your help, I'm going to give you the cold, honest truth. And, like, I have to work on my delivery sometimes because, like I said, it comes out very heartless at times. It does. I mean well, but it comes out heartless. So, before people start venting me, we were just talking about this. Do you want me to listen? Or do you want me to listen and respond? Because...
Am I listening for you to vent? Or am I listening to respond? Are you asking me for advice? Or are you just running your mouth?
I mean,
if you want my advice, you're not going to want to hear it.
That's true.
They'll never want to hear what I have to say. That's why this podcast is so hard. Because, y'all, I be talking too much.
You don't know how hard it was for her to get on here. Like, she literally, she was so scared she was going to say the wrong thing. But at the same time, you can't say the wrong thing. Like,
I can't say the wrong thing because who's going to whip my ass?
Besides that.
Oh, okay. No, not like that. Like, I ain't got I'm not violent, you guys. I've been feeling like a, who's holding me accountable for the bullshit that I talk?
However, it's best to be honest and blunt. So,
get that shit off your chest.
Oh, you know, okay, I'm glad you just said that because a lot of people tell me I come off passive aggressive and I can see what they're saying. However, the reason why I don't speak on shit is for a couple different reasons. One, because you know you hurt me. You knew what you were doing, but you still, you knew what you were doing was wrong and you knew that it was going to hurt me, but you still decided to do what you want to do. So... Why should I have to explain why I'm hurt? You knew that hurt me. You knew why it hurt me. So why am I explaining myself? Secondly, I don't say and I don't speak my mind sometimes because the shit that goes through my mind is very evil and maniacal at times. I would never sit up here and lie. Like, the stuff that I be wanting to say to people, I know God gonna send me straight to hell. If I ever was to speak it out loud, I'm going straight to hell. I'm telling you this right now. I ain't even gonna make it to the front door of God's gates. He's gonna say, turn your ass around over here.
I don't think he'd do that. You don't know my God. You know, God let Saul go to heaven.
That's true.
So,
but the shit that I be, I promise you, and it'd be like a lot of people trying me on a daily basis, and I'd just be sitting there looking like, if I was to speak and go to, if I was to be petty with you and get on your level, you are going to be sick by the time I finish with your ass. Like,
Dominic, let's move on because I think he was. She's a crash out.
I'm a retired crash out.
How do you feel about this statement, Dominique? Yeah, she says she's a retired crash out. Or is she just not in situations where she's being triggered? Because this girl... What you think?
I'm a retired crash out.
You retired or you're not being triggered?
I don't know. I would think that now...
She's at a coast. You know, like a climax. Because when you seen that car earlier, it almost went. I'm sorry, y'all. She seen a car earlier that just changed the whole mood. You know, you just see that one car, like, how come you never see that car until you dealt with that car, and then now you keep seeing that car?
That's true.
I've been watching, always trying to tell you, it's time to get up, time to get up. Sometimes I just want to be lazy.
I just want to be lazy, bro. But it's like, my crash out moments be justified. Let me tell you something. I don't be crashing out for no reason. And you watched me crash out a few times, but you know it was justified. Don't look at me like that.
Because you know justified is crazy.
It was justified.
No.
It was definitely justified.
Okay.
Because you watched what I went through. You watched what I went through. She had to come save me a few times.
I don't even got no more drink.
Because, baby, I don't know. It's just something about somebody playing with me. It just don't sit right in my spirit. But now, you can play with me like the last instance, these last two instances that I
was saying. Now they can't play with you. Because there's still consequences. The consequences, removing your energy is still a consequence. Regardless, if you do not get to say what, go ahead and say this. Because I'm saying this so I can watch this for myself later. Okay? Mm-hmm. Removing your energy is a consequence. Some people life be in black and white until you step in it and you add a lot of vibrancy. When you add that vibrancy, people don't remember where they came from beforehand. And whenever you know, the story be good. The first 3 months
is immaculate.
The first 3 months. Everything's going to be good. Then it might be a little speckle of Speedia. Y'all know when that look, you know, before they got full color TV, it came in a little brownish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that speckle's going to show up. And you might act out. Then it's going to go back vibrant because, you know, they manipulate their way back in there.
What is it called, though? What is that? What's the phrase called? I can't even think about it. What's the name? It's a special name for that. It's the,
honeymoon phase.
No, it's another name for it.
When the circle of abuse?
No, not that. That's just the whole thing together. But it's another word for it. What is it? I can't think of the name.
Gaslight?
No. It's when they bring you, reel you back in after they then put you through everything. It's not the honeymoon phase is at the beginning when y'all first get together and y'all all lovey-dovey and shit like that.
I don't know what it's called.
What is it? It's going to come back to me after the podcast. I'm going to be like, damn. I can't. It's on the tip of my tongue too, y'all. I can't. What is it called? The, it's a special. Is it right?
It's been, we live in Texas, okay? There's no telling what is going on out there. It may be a tornado. We never know.
That picture is so cute on your phone.
Thank you. What is it called? You said the cycle of...
After they finish gaslighting you and stuff like that, and then they manipulate you and bring you back in and stuff like that.
We're going to see what the circle of abuse called. The honeymoon period, the tension, the explosion. Honeymoon, tension, explosion.
No, that's not that.
Honeymoon is the apologies, the promises, the blame.
It's another term for that, though. I can't think of the term. But yeah, we're just going to use honeymoon.
It's reconciliation.
It says
tension, incident, reconciliation, calm.
No, it's another term for the honeymoon phase. I can't think of it. I cannot think of it. It's going to come to me later. I just learned this in my psychology class, and I can't think of the fucking name.
And I'm a whole social worker, and I just don't know.
However, what she was getting at is that a lot of people tend to forget that you brought the light into their life, and then they tend to take advantage of that and use it.
Use and abuse. You know, after the pain. I will mumble. So keep me from mumbling.
But no, that's a real thing, though. Like,
don't blame Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie is just a man, and he.
But no, that's a real thing, though. Like, you watched what I went through, bro. Like, that was not a good. That was not a good situation.
And you watched what I went through, and you know what's crazy?
How that shit ended.
Y'all, I got crazy stories, but I ain't gonna tell nobody because. I'm in danger.
On a serious note, I feel like if she was to tell her stories, I feel like the person that's involved in the story would really try to come back and harm her in a serious, like, on a serious note. So she can't even tell her story.
I would be saying the name of Jesus, yeah, but
Because just how the, just that one thing.
Just all them things.
That very last thing. That very last thing.
Thank you to God for bringing me through from where I thought I could not get through, because God, you know, y'all, I got my heart broke, and it was my first ever heartbreak. I'm scared of a relationship since. Got my heart broke one time. And y'all know when they say, oh, it's going to hurt. I didn't know a heartbreak, you can feel that shit in your bones. Like, you literally feel that shit.
Like, it literally feels like your heart is breaking.
In your fucking bones. Like, that shit sit in your ass.
Like, maybe you not want to get out the bed. Like, you literally,
it's
like,
a spirit. Like,
it's something attached to you or something, bro. Like,
get that, keep that away from me.
I don't never want to feel like that ever again in life, bro. That, I would never wish that on, I wouldn't wish a heartbreak on my worst enemy, child. Like,
I got a bitch I wish it on right now.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just playing.
She's like, girl, who you beefing with?
You don't even go nowhere. You don't even go nowhere. My drama be like, girl, why did this man next to me at the gym not wipe down his treadmill? That's my gossip. I don't be doing nothing. I need to.
I don't be doing that no more.
I like it now.
What did I just do? It feel like it moved up somewhere.
Hell no, this is what you should do. Did this shit not go down? I'm talking about what we should do.
Okay. No, just a little bit. Okay. All right. We need to get all off topic. Like, okay.
The topic and the
what would you call this chapter of your life?
I had the answer earlier.
You did.
Can you whisper to my ear?
I don't remember it. My memory is just as bad
as yours. She got two kids. I don't got none.
What was it? You said something about weight or...
Oh, weight on it.
Weight on it. Yeah. Explain.
I don't think that's what it was. It was more crunk than that shit. That shit was weak.
Didn't I say wait? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. Something like that. Didn't I say wait?
Yeah.
So this chapter's called Didn't I See Wait? Because this year, my mental health... I don't even know who's at my door. And I do not accept company without...
Because why do they keep doing
this? This is the third person to knock at my door today. I took this
whole... All in like a 45 minute.
This people from Verizon.
So while she's answering the door, I can tell y'all mine. Mine is the book.
Are they still? Who is it?
What the fuck?
Who is it?
Are they still sitting at the door?
I'm gonna
grab my gun.
Go get the gun.
We gonna have to start all over,
bro. What the fuck playing at my door with that weird ass? That's the shit I don't like. See, that's what I be talking about. Y'all just people bring the Chicago out of my ass. With that goofy self. Not playing with you. We're gonna keep going.
I'm gonna drink my wine because I'm upset.
That was pointless. It was good. It was going good.
It was going well.
Can't you crop it?
They just don't have the CD to match, child.
Technical difficulties.
Pull back.
Now people playing Dino Ditch at my door. What a year is it?
Luckily, I didn't bring out my...
Your pistol. You said, I was trying to...
No.
Y'all, this is Texas. Anyway, this is the Wild Wild West.
I can't.
This is Texas. And if you ever thought that any region of America, say for instance, any region of America goes, Arkansas already going to be like partnered up with Texas. We got Texarkana. So with Texas, we got all the guns. and then Arkansas, that's where Walmart was created.
That's true.
So we good. Don't mess with Texas.
Please don't.
I'm sorry. Don't piss me off.
Don't piss me off. That makes the keys work out. But what is this chapter in your life, Paula?
I'm gonna lie to them again. I was
no, because you said.
I was telling. Yeah, didn't I say wait? I apologize, y'all. She asked someone that she know can't keep a subject going to do the podcast, but I do say a lot of things.
You want
to
do the next one with me? It's bi-weekly because I gotta work.
You finna start the recording over?
No, I'm saying I'm talking about the next podcast.
See this? You see how she got two people?
Ain't nobody call.
Nobody call me.
Stop calling her. And I know y'all seen her post on Instagram. She posted the thing of us getting ready for the podcast. So why are y'all calling her?
Don't nobody ever call me. This how it be. That's how it be when you get you a new nigga, all the old niggas come back.
Ooh.
And then it be like, dang, I really did like you. But
I got a new one and I like him a lot, so I can't even let you
do it. I can't even let you do that.
Can't even let you ruin it for me.
Chandler, that's really how it be though.
Okay, continue.
Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Shouldn't have said that on camera.
Okay.
So this year my mental health has been everywhere because I decided to take a leap of faith. And when you take a leap of faith, you do not encounter, like, you always have that mindset of everything gonna work out, but what do you do when it don't work out?
Sure.
So when it don't work out, you are caused to deal with your actions of lack their planning. Mm-hmm. So this year has been, I gave every single thing that I owned away.
You did.
And then I moved to Houston, and Houston was not the best of time for me. So I came back to Dallas, and when I came back to Dallas, I stayed with friends. I stayed in my car and I went to work. Sometimes
she played it out so well, y'all, because she didn't even tell me she was going through all this stuff. She didn't tell me she had moved back to Dallas, first and foremost. Then she didn't tell me she was going through anything. Because the way she plays things off, it's just like you would never know she's going through anything. And I mean, that's how you essentially should be. But it's just like, I think me and her are close. So I feel some type of way because she never told me she was going through anything. She told me once she moved into her new apartment, like, yeah, this went down, blah, blah, blah.
And she was ready to fight. She was ready to go get that thing at that first again.
What?
She was ready to fight. You was ready.
And then I also feel like I don't like... Can't nobody whoop me. So, I don't like some of the people she was hanging around with. I didn't. Some of the people that she surrounded herself with, I feel like they're very messy. They have using spirits, and I've always told her that, like, for the last year.
And let me tell y'all this. Dominique is my longest friendship that I've ever had. Dominique has been my friend my entire life since I was in third grade. And a little bit about my childhood. We spoke about childhood. I never really got to just indulge in being a student. I was always the new student until I was in third grade. The last school I went to is when I met her at Boys and Girls Club after school program. Mm-hmm. But just about third grade, I went to three different schools. Second grade, I went to the same school. First grade, I went to three different schools. Kindergarten, I went to one school. So, like, I moved a lot. Mm-hmm. So, to be able to have at least one friend from my childhood that knows me and knows my heart and knows that I be fucking around and finding out. Like, a lot of the things that come on to me is not my fault. Now, I do got a mouth on me. I will say what comes to my heart. But when I had to learn this year is let people learn. Let people learn. Let people go through the things that
they need to go
through. That they need to go through. And it's okay to support But support don't always have to mean being involved.
Like, you physically doing something for that person. Like, you don't have to do it. And that's crazy you said that, because my therapist told me that. Shout out to Martha. Love you, pieces. She told me, she literally said, you cannot always come to someone's rescue. Like, you're preventing them from having their real-life experiences for so they can grow.
So,
and that hit home.
Then you coming in between what God got going for them, so... Mm-hmm. When God don't want you doing something, he will send the devil. But he won't let the devil harm you. He won't let him
do a little
jack
tap,
you up in there.
Little tap, boy.
He gonna jack you up. But you gonna be okay because God.
God. And that's the thing. And I feel like that's another lesson this year too. Like, just growing closer to God. Like, I never felt so close to God before up until this year. Like, I feel like I had a relationship with God, but it wasn't as strong as it was this year. Like, I literally... Even when I was going through my stuff, I didn't feel like I was close to God. But this year,
when you're going through your turmoil, that's when God is the closest to you, mm-hmm. because you go through things. You're here to tell the story. If things was that hard, that's because you wasn't believing in God and you did not look at God and say, God, just I understand. I'm trying to think about what I should say. Sometimes God sends different.
Cry? Please don't cry.
Girl, I don't cry with her. She ain't never seen me cry. She ain't never seen me cry before.
I was like, okay, y'all, we finna have you in the podcast because she's crying. She's crying. Please, no.
Hey, I mean, when you ever seen me cry?
I haven't, but sometimes when you talk about stuff and then when you talk about your relationship with God, I know when I get to talk about God for real, I get to cry.
And I love God, y'all. Like, one thing about me is, I might cuss you out, but I'm going to apologize and I'm going to pray for you and myself to not go back there. But what I was going to say is, in the middle of your turmoil is when God is the closest to you, because you're going every kind of way. And all he's trying to get you to do is to believe in him.
Believe in him.
Like, God, I trust you. You see all that? I went through so much this year. I went from sleeping on friends' couches. I went from one friend giving me a solid foundation to... How do I say it? So, I moved to Houston, and I would come back to Dallas every weekend to do hair. While in Houston, be careful. While in Houston, I was working, and I was working in an environment that had nothing to do with my culture. In fact, I had to learn how to pronounce a lot of things in the different languages. That was crazy. And God used those people to let me learn to shut up and watch. Because I've been the type of person, I've worked for myself damn near my whole life. So to go from working with myself, being super successful in Dallas, to going to being a restaurant server where you're the only black person, they have other black people, but they're like not black. They're like from... the islands, like
Afro-Latino.
What they call it, Barbados and all that. The humbling experience, getting tricked out of your spot. You gotta understand that everything that sound good ain't gravy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, girl. To hell with this here. But yeah, I forgot what I was talking about. Like I told y'all earlier, I lose track of thought. It's really that my Apple Watch just keep going off.
Why don't you put it on? You know we're filming podcasts. Why would you not put it on me?
I did put it.
Obviously, you didn't. But
I don't know what we was talking about.
You was talking about. It's a humbling experience. Like, she went through a humbling experience.
Oh, yeah. I went through a humbling experience. And when you hear God's voice call, you have to answer it. I tried to avoid... Towards the end of my situation with me sleeping with people's houses and stuff like that, God told me, mind you, this person to this day does not know why I left their house. And I will not go into detail about it. But I literally heard God say, go get your stuff.
And
I was like, no, I continued to do it. I took a client. I did everything. God said, go get your stuff. I hung out with friends and I did this and that. God said, I'm not going to tell you again. Go get your stuff or there will be trouble. So I went and got my stuff. And sure enough, there was still a little bit of turmoil with the situation. But I trusted God. And I applied for my apartment that same day. And I'm in my apartment. I got my apartment. So, yeah. Like,
God don't, like, even though God has a plan for you, he don't let you stray away. Because at the end of the day, like, even though it's his will, but he's giving you your own free will. And once you realize, when you start going off God's plan and you stop listening to what he has planned for you, your life goes to shit. Like, it just, everything just going wrong. And then you, it finally click, like, okay, God trying to show me something. God want me to do something with my life. This is all this trouble and turmoil that I'm going through. That's not what he wants from me. Mm-hmm. Like, and once you start listening to him, like, literally, it's like everything just start falling into place. You may have a little hiccup here and there, but it's not as bad as you doing stuff on your own and not having God on your side, you know? And what I'm learning is not every lesson, and Lauren London said this, not every lesson has to be painful. We make it painful because we don't listen to God.
You don't put yourself first.
You don't listen to God. He's telling you to do one thing, you going this way, God wants you to go that way. Like,
and I'm God wants you to choose yourself. You don't put yourself first. And
God would never put you in a situation, anything that you can't handle, anything that's going to be detrimental to your life. He would never do that to you. He would never do that to you. And I feel like when we're young, we don't understand it. And that's why we get in so much trouble, so much heartbreak, so much debt. Like, because we hard-headed when we're young. We really, like, we know God, we love God, but we don't follow God's path. But now that we're getting older and we see that we need him more, it's like, okay, let me get on my 1-2. Because this podcast was supposed to happen 2 years ago, but I'm sitting up here chasing after a man, sitting up here not doing what God been calling me to do this, but I'm hard-headed. But now I'm not focused on no man, ain't no man in my life. It's just me and my children. I'm focused. I got tunnel vision now, and I'm me and God, like, God holding my hand just like this every day. This is me and God.
You just wanted to hold my hand.
There, please. There, my hand. That's me and God now. Like, it's just crazy. I never thought I would be so, I don't want to say godly, because I still be sinning and I still be doing what I want to do, but I just never thought I would be. Like, I attend church on Wednesdays and Fridays faithfully. Like, this is I don't miss church unless I gotta go to work. I never saw myself, like, getting up willfully testifying and stuff like that in church. Like, this is way off subject, but this is just me just seeing, like, this has been on my heart, too. Like, just me actually taking my relationship with God serious. Like, I've never seen that for myself. Because we grew up in the church. Well, I don't know how. Did you go to church? I'm bringing it to the night.
All four of my grandparents are from Mississippi.
Well, that answers the question. Well,
Mississippi neighborhoods is categorized by churches. I am from the community of Galilee.
Okay. Well,
But yeah, I grew up Christian.
So just going to church on a regular basis and stuff like that, I didn't take that stuff serious. Like, I'm young. I got all this time to get my.
I've been laughing when people's wigs falling off, all that. Mm-hmm. And I also had a friend, like, I used to, you know, when people play with speaking tongues, I used to like laugh. And
once again, the phone is not on mute.
I really thought I did it that time. You seen me like
No, I didn't. You didn't touch it.
I went like this on my Apple Watch. I thought that was gonna y'all screw me. Like, my bad.
Expanding.
You know, I lose track of thought.
What were you talking about? You said your friend used to talk in tongues, something like that.
Oh, I used to see people speaking in tongues at church or whatever, and I would always go home and like imitate it. And one day, my friend told me, she said, you keep making fun of people speaking in tongues, God gonna get you in church. You ain't gonna know what came over you, and you just gonna speak in tongues. And I never made fun of them again because I'm scared to speak in tongues because I ain't never spoke like that before.
I started speaking in tongues maybe at the beginning of the year. I didn't went to church and I just felt so like I don't know, my heart and everything was just weighing on me at that time, and I had went to church. Baby, I don't know. And I started, like, literally, you know how grandmas used to be stomping up and down in church and stuff like that and speaking in tongues? That was me. And it shocked me when I got home. I'm calling my mom, and they're like, I really was in here cutting up in church, like, speaking in tongues. Like, I never seen that for me. And then the fact that it happened, like, it kind of just, like...
And so, how did, like, did you, you was praying?
Because it was just, like, it was a lot on my mind. It was a lot on my heart. Like, I was just praying this because I just... It was a lot going on around that time. And it was just like, okay, I need a difference now. And I just... But, you know, they said that most people won't be able to understand when you're speaking in tongues because that's just a direct communication with you and God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I learned.
Did you understand what he was saying?
He understood what I was saying. But I don't think nobody else understood what I was saying. Like, because... I'm sitting up here just praying and telling, like, everything that was on my heart. Like, that's what, I'm thinking that's what I was saying to him. Like, if that makes sense, like, it's confusing. But I think more so my Christian family and my people that go to church, they understand what I'm saying. Like, when you talking in tongues, that's just your direct communication with God. God understands you, but everybody else around you don't understand what you're saying. Like, I couldn't, like, and to this day, and it hasn't happened since then, but it was just like, I was not expecting that at all. I see a little old Dominique. Like, I just never...
He wanted to use me?
Baby, I was shocked. I was at home. I started crying. I called my mom. I was like, Mama, I started talking in tongues at church. Like, I couldn't believe that it was happening. Like, it was crazy, bro. Like...
It's crazy.
I don't know. I guess it's just how your relationship is. Sometimes people don't get to speak in tongues with God.
Everybody got a gift, and that's why I be telling people, everybody don't got discernment.
Everybody don't. They don't.
Because discernment is a gift from God, and some people cannot tell right from wrong. Some people can't see hot from cold. Mm-hmm. Some people don't know. They just don't know.
And then some people be ignoring it, because y'all really do. Some of y'all really do be having a gift, but y'all just ignore it. Stop ignoring it. That's something special. Like, having discernment can keep you out of life and death situations, bro. Like, y'all don't know. Like, that is so crucial and that's so important. Like, and I tell people that I just be, and it's crazy, like, trying to explain it to people. It's like, you just know
some people that just, like, can't get right.
Can't get right.
Like, I think they don't have discernment. I think that they might have the gift of, like, you know, they probably, I don't know, is hospitality something like that within a gift or something like that?
Am I going
to
say
one? So where they make people feel comfortable and mm-hmm. when you make people feel comfortable, that makes you a target. Making people mm-hmm. feel comfortable, being somebody yes in a room full of no's mm-hmm. make you more vulnerable than those people that said no.
Mm-hmm.
It make you like, oh, what is it? Why they believe in me? And it makes
it's some, just like, it's just, some, you just know, bro. Like, you just know. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way, that's the best way to describe it, is like, you just know.
You just know.
Child, we didn't start it. Love you, Lord. Okay.
Jesus.
It says, who are you? Da, 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 da. It says, what is your self-love practice?
Routine. Mm-hmm. My self-love practice is going to the gym. Eating whole foods, making people feel beautiful, and I like to take a shower. I like showers. Did that help?
Yeah.
After a long day, after anything bad, let me just take a shower.
I'm still trying to figure it out myself because I haven't always, up until this year, and this is just me sharing, like, a vulnerable moment with you all. Like, I never had self-love. So, this year, up until recently, I never had it. So, it's just, like, now I'm trying to figure out what to practice to show that I love myself. And it be genuine. And it's not because I seen somebody else doing it. No. This is what makes Dominique happy. This is what makes me feel, makes me love myself, you know. And I still, like, I don't have an answer to that.
Have you ever went bald?
Like, I thought about it.
When I tell y'all, like, different people have met me at different times in my life. Mm-hmm. And some people that met me when I had... Some people met me when I had a fade with gauges in my ear. Some people met me when I had a mohawk. Some people met me when I got braids. And some people met me when I got bundles. But the best and the rawest hairstyle I had was, I went to the barber. I told him, I said, give it as short as I can with my waves showing. Because I know I got waves. I know when he cut that fro off of me, I was going to have some waves. And it was under there. And you can't hide. You just got to get a face. Mm-hmm. I was a college student. I didn't have time to get up every day to do my makeup. So I just had to learn how to love myself. And as I learned how to love myself, I really, really realized that, okay, face is there. Mm-hmm. Now I got to work on body. Work on who you want to be. Who, instead of complaining about what you don't have within you, daily deposits to get where you want to go. And where you trying to go. So, like, I think self-love is made in the gym. You, like, if you got, you need a man, go to the gym. You need self-love, go to the gym. You need confidence, go to the gym. You want to meet people, go to the gym. Everything at the gym. Mm-hmm. And, but some people get distracted because, imagine learning a new language. Or, like, they fall off from it because, it's new to you. You don't know what to do. It's like you trying to speak Spanish and it's frustrating because you can't roll that R. Right. So I'm going to give up. And then now you got that trip to Mexico coming up and it's like, damn, let me try again, right?
But you're even more intentional now because the trip coming up. So now you really putting your best foot forward tomorrow.
And then not knowing that when you did that, you got that completed. Something else was on the other side of it. You got a whole new you. Okay. Because every time you work out, you're going to look different. You're not going to, you can lose 40 pounds right now and then lose 40 pounds next year. Each 40 going to look different. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get a different version of yourself. You're just going to keep on locking it, keep on locking it. Even the person at the gym that looked like they're doing their best, that's still their hardest. They still having a hard time. Yeah. So yeah, like that's, yeah, it's a room full of people that can't judge.
That's true.
So I think that, yeah, that's where everybody's the most vulnerable, at the church and at the gym.
Okay. Now that we're speaking about the church, I have a question. Do you feel like it's hard for people to be themselves, like to come as they are in church because they feel like they're going to be judged?
Well, myself, I live in Dallas, Texas, and I attend Concord. And I love Concord because... you can come as you are. They have some, there's, you, everybody community, not your community.
That's true.
Go where it fits you. I've been church hop around Dallas. Mm-hmm. I've been to Ibach, Cornania, Potter's House. I've been to Small, huh?
I go to TJ.
You be going to TJ? I don't go there. Love Sarah though. I love Sarah.
Love me some Sarah Jakes. Why you? Okay, never mind. That's a separate conversation. We can talk about
it. We can talk about it.
Because we still
got it ain't that bad. I'm just going to tell y'all why I don't go to Potter's House. Oh yeah, we do guys. The first time I went to this church was probably back in 2016. Y'all, why did this man say? And if you know you're not going to go to church next week, put your card on auto draft. Like
he said that. For
real? Yeah, said so that was my first time hearing that at church. Like being able to put your account, like your bank account, on auto draft for tithes and offering.
I mean, I guess you would have to go. What?
Yeah, girl, this is like 2016. I said, I never been back. I love Sarah though.
Well, I go to his church faithfully.
Okay.
How can I say this?
Is he well now?
I think he's doing better now. That's what on Instagram updates, seriously.
That's good. I go where you feel God.
Well, because I feel close with God at the church. Like, I feel like I honestly learned something. I feel like my relationship has gotten better with God. When God sees fit for me not to attend that church no more, I will know and I will remove myself expeditiously with no questions asked. But he has not told me that. He has not gave me that message. So, each his own. Like I said, whatever church works for you, as long as you have the relationship with God, cool. Okay. Okay, what made you smile today? I feel more so because I be in the house on my days off. Like, I'm glad, like, I'm actually here. Like, it's so hard for me to make friends in Dallas. I be telling people this all the time. Like, it's weird. Like, I think more so me making friends in Dallas, like, it's different because we from the Midwest, so we understand Midwest humor. Like, we get it. Like, everything.
They think that we so mean.
And we so aggressive.
But that's our love language. Like, it's
that's
like,
our love language.
I feel like, if somebody be mean to you in Chicago, like, it's like, what's up?
Like, I don't know. Like, it's weird. And it's just, it's hard for me to, and I've tried.
I think it's just the people here in Dallas. Dallas people always think you want something from them. And you really don't. Like, you just like, I want friendship.
I just want genuine friendship, that's all. Yeah. But I also think, I don't know, we will talk about that off camera. Anyways, because did I tell you what happened a few months ago?
Oh, yeah.
That situation rubbed me the wrong fucking way. And, like, now it's so weird just even. I just feel like this. If I tell you my business, your friends should not know my business, bruh. Especially the friend that talk too much.
Why are you telling my friend, your friend's my business?
You know this girl talk too much. So why would you go back and tell her my business and you know she gonna say something about it? And she said it on the slide and she thought I didn't catch it. But I caught it. And the only reason, and I knew for a fact, and what's crazy is the night before, I swear to God, if I'm lying, God can strike me down right now. I said, Lord.
You know he ain't gonna do that. I know you're not lying.
Let me tell you. That would be funny though. The night before, I had asked, because it was just like, using my discernment, I had asked God, I said, Lord, is she not supposed to, her specifically, because I had was just getting this funny feeling. I said, Lord, if she's not supposed to be my friend, send me a sign. The next day,
he sent you that sign?
I said, oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't worry, God. We ain't been signed since. Why are you telling people my business?
I ain't tell nobody your business. Oh, I thought you said, okay. Because you looked into my soul. Because
it's just like, and that's why people think I'm just so uptight and stuff like that. And it's not even the case, bro. Like, I take my friendship seriously. I take my relationship seriously, bro.
Friendships are relationships, you guys. And I think that people should uphold friendship to the level that they uphold that nigga.
That's true.
And don't do something for that nigga that you wouldn't do for your friend.
True. Like, it pisses me off because, and I really thought she was my friend, bro. Like, I really thought that girl was my friend.
She not your friend.
And that shit hurt my heart.
We didn't stop using that word so loosely. Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. my fault because I'm just so eager to make a friend.
And I be doing that too because I'm a hairstylist. And I'm like, oh, my friend.
And y'all really won't even be friends.
That'd be my client. And I love my clients to death. Don't get me wrong. They know. But sometimes it's not a friend.
Like, and it's crazy because I would never, and to this day, none of her secrets have left my life.
Still, respect those people that's loyal to you even after you crossed them.
I ain't never told your business. I ain't never did none of that because that's not likely, bro. Like, I don't know. And that's why I'm going to leave that alone. But my feelings was hurt. You remember how bad my feelings was hurt? My feelings was hurt about this shit.
Her feelings be hurt.
Because it was just so, like, I really thought me and her was, like, tight. Like, anyway. Next update. Okay, what do you need now, right now, more than anything?
Money.
True.
I need $1 million and a trip to get my feet rubbed.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
More money is always the...
It's America.
Yeah.
We always need money in America. You gotta have money to spend money. You gotta spend money.
To make money.
And it's just money.
Let's see. Daddy.
Oh, Lord. You be dating?
Who, child? I didn't get broke up with you last
month. This year I went through relationship problems and I was single.
single. Single as a dollar, bro. Them talking relationships, new situationships be the worst.
And then they swear they got a situationship. And they're like,
what we got going on today? Like, what do you know?
I'm just trying to, I'm getting myself together.
That lad, oh.
Child.
We
gonna give them names.
I don't think he me. So we got Chaucer Place. That's his name. That's his.
Lord, please forgive this girl for her pettiness.
I just feel like. She's on a serious note, though. I just feel like with me and him, me and
P E to the T T Y. You remember that song? Mm-hmm. I'll pet it. Yeah, I bet. Don't let me clap because you ain't got no rhythm. I mess up the whole, mess up the whole thing. You
okay? But no, but me and Chaucer Place, we had a good little run for a long time. We had been messing around for a whole year. That was crazy.
I'm still messing with Austin.
I ain't messing with soul no more.
I still love Austin. I love Austin. I shouldn't have said that because I'm a best friend on that. Hey, bestie.
Hey, Pookie. But, y'all, like, it was crazy how me and him ended because we, like I said, we had been messing around on and off for a year. Like, you couldn't tell me that wasn't my man. Like, we were together, but we weren't together.
That's my man. That's not my man, but that's still my man.
He would say the same thing. I was his girl, but I wasn't his girl. Like,
but it'd be that easy.
And that's my fault. I need to stop putting myself in situationships. Like, you either want to be with me or you don't want to be with me.
Sometimes it's not that. Sometimes you be enjoying the vibe. Like, oh, this is my friend, you know? Like, oh, friend. Whole time, you're like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And then when you get that wait a minute, that's when everything go left. Because you want to know what it is. And they already know that they don't have the intentions of giving you what you want. And they didn't realize that you was going to one day question them on the lack thereof that they have been doing. And then now it's just a cycle. And then you were supposed to hop off when you realized that it wasn't what you wanted.
Well, still, but
you
I keep still
you keep going. So then you're like, okay, I'm going to hop off this time. So you hop off. And then you're like, you know what? One more time, I'll give it. Do you give it that one more time?
And then you be stuck for months at a time.
And then you when they blow up, it blow up real bad, man. Real nasty, because you should have walked away the first time.
Should have walked away.
Walking away is hard.
Especially when you really like somebody, like you really thought that was your dog. Like, that shit really be hurting my feelings, bro. Because especially with him, like, I really thought.
But it's been something. I miss my nigga. You know that TikTok.
I do. That vine. Baby, that vine was my favorite.
When do you like growing up in the vine era? Do you somebody randomly say something and you always think of like a vine or something? Mm-hmm. In my head, like if I hear somebody say complicated, I'll be like, "We got a complicated order." Mom, quickly. Or be like, somebody be like, "Where?" I'll be like, "Who? You went where? Well, who?" For real?
Like, man, did it die? I mean, did it die? How did that even happen?
I hope y'all can hear us.
But either way, though, they probably heard us. It's probably dead, child. We're probably gonna wrap it up. But yeah, y'all.
This is crazy, but next week gonna be more organized.
Yeah, y'all. We doing this by week. I can't come next week. I gotta work next week.
Just let me know. By week. Entrepreneurs. I don't know about Fridays, though. Cause this next, that next Friday gonna be Christmas. Everybody need to hear that.
I know.
Wait.
It's Christmas? Yeah, that's the weekend.
When is Christmas? I don't know. I have no children. Yeah, that next... Oh, that's New Year's weekend. Oh, yeah. Right before the New Year's.
27. Ooh. That's a... Our next episode will be December 27th. What are you doing for New Year's? For New Year's Eve? Because I work that day, but you know, I work that day.
So. I'll probably go to church. And make some red beans and rice and black-eyed peas. Love me some black-eyed peas.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all on the 27th of your life.
Bye-bye-bye.